spirit babies will communicate the name that they want to you if they have a strong preference. Your only job is to be open and willing and flexible and neutral and put any of your preconceived biases or notions of what the name would be aside. It's okay if you don't have anything yet. Be patient. If you're early in pregnancy, it's okay if you don't have anything yet. But the important thing to know, what I really want to highlight, is they will communicate the name they want if they have a strong preference, and your job is to be open.
Welcome to the show. My name is Emily Green, otherwise known as Emily the Medium. This show is a space for spiritual seekers to explore all of the topics they're craving to hear more about. We'll cover things like spirit babies, conscious conception, spiritual awakening, the age of Aquarius, developing psychic abilities, 5D consciousness, and so much more. Let's dive in.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It has been a minute since I sat down and recorded a solo episode. I've been having lots of amazing guest conversations lately, which has been so much fun. A podcast interview is one of my favorite ways to have a conversation with somebody. It's just so great because I have so many amazing friends and colleagues in the online space who I have, you know, connected with in many different ways over the years. And we've chatted and emailed and DM'd and these sorts of things. And I've had them come. A lot of the guest teachers that I have on the podcast are people that I trust to share their wisdom with my online community and my membership. But we don't often get to like chance to sit down and have a long form conversation. So I really treat the people that I have on my podcast more as like, this is an opportunity to have a conversation that can potentially support all of you and be enlightening for all of you. And I just ask the things that I'm curious about, and I ask them to talk about the things that I'm personally curious about, and hopefully you all like it. So yeah, but I'm excited to be sitting down and recording this episode today. I actually had a completely different episode planned, but inspiration calls, and when inspiration calls, I must listen. So what we're going to be covering today is baby names, baby naming, baby names. Oh my gosh, this is such a fun topic. I mean, I have been obsessed with baby names, like most women, probably, I imagine. I've had a baby name list like in my journal, on my phone, on my computer since I was probably 10 years old. Like many people that I talk to have, I think there is this collective fascination with names and what they mean, whether or not we actually realize like how truly important names really are. I personally think that's why a lot of us have this sort of fascination with names, especially women, and why we have all these names lists, because it's just so much fun to think of how the name can support us through our incarnation and our mission and how it represents the kind of energy that we are and who we came to be. And we're going to be talking about this from sort of a spirit baby only perspective here today, but I also plan on having somebody on the podcast in the next couple of months who touches on baby naming from a numerology perspective, because I just learned this, that when you are given a name, that each letter of your name has a correlating numerical sequence, basically. And so you can learn more about the kind of energy that you're carrying based on the name that you have. So that's a totally different perspective that we'll definitely cover as well. This will more than likely be kind of a multiple part episode series on naming from a couple of different angles. This is just my angle and my perspective. So the first thing I want to say before I introduce how this topic came very strongly onto my radar last week is that for me personally, like I said, I've always loved names. And because of that, I'm always very attuned. Before I even had my spiritual awakening, you know, when I was a kid, I remember talking to someone or meeting someone for the first time and having them tell me their name. And I just remember feeling like that name doesn't fit them at all. And I didn't realize at the time that that was me reading the frequency of how the person's name matched their natural energy. And what would happen, this happened to me so many times throughout my life, is that I would meet somebody, they would tell me their name, and I would, quote unquote, accidentally call them by a different name. I would be like, you know, they would tell me their name was Jessica or whatever. And I would call them in the next breath or in the next sentence, I would call them by, you know, Taylor. And this happened to me so many times where, you know, I would either have the perception that somebody just doesn't feel like their name, or I would just not be able to make somebody's name stick. Anybody else have this experience where it's like, I cannot relate to that person as a Jessica. I cannot relate to that person as a Stephanie or a Taylor or an Alex or whatever it is. I just found it impossible. And what I learned as I continued more and more on my spiritual path is that that's not a coincidence. Like, when we cannot make a connection between somebody's name, how we feel about another person's name, and it's a whole other story about how somebody feels about their own name. We'll talk about that. But there is this kind of energy around it where, you know, we can feel when perhaps there is like a better fitting name for an individual. We can feel when the energy of somebody's name doesn't match their energy, their soul energy, and how they are here presenting on the planet. So that happened to me so many times. And what started to happen is I would get that feeling. I would meet somebody for the first time. This started to happen a lot also after I had my spiritual awakening. I was starting to meet people and take clients and give readings and this sort of thing, where I would meet somebody, the name wouldn't feel right, and I would accidentally, nothing is really truly an accident or a coincidence, I would call them by the name that their parents were going to call them. And this happened a handful of times. It hasn't happened in a little while, but this happened a handful of times where I would unconsciously, without realizing, you know, this is really just coming through my intuitive channel, again, maybe without me realizing. And they would say, that's so funny you said that name, because that's the name that my parents were going to call me. And I always loved that name, or I always really connected to that name, or I wanted to be named that name, or I wanted to change, or that's my middle name, right? That's a whole that we're going to talk about middle names today and the connection in the naming process. So that was always a part of my kind of experience on my spiritual path. And then when I got into my spirit baby work, of course, names became a huge topic, because everybody wanted to know if the name that they were going to choose, if their spirit baby liked it. That's like probably one of the top 10 questions I get in a reading. I had this name, or I'm trying to decide between this name and that name, which does my spirit baby like better? So I started really kind of diving into the energy of names and what these energies, how they felt about them, and just starting to collect all this data and all of this experience of how the energies of our children feel about names, how they help us choose their names, how they might redirect us if we've chosen the wrong name for them, and so much more. So that is really what we're going to be getting into today. Before I get there, though, I want to share with you the story that kicked off this whole idea, or this whole, I guess, inspiration for this episode. So I'm going to read it to you. I was, strangely enough, sort of on my Facebook feed one day, and I don't tend to go on Facebook a lot. I have some business things on there, but it's definitely not my preferred platform. And I happened to see this post of this mother who was talking about how she changed her child's name when he was 18 months old. And what she was saying was that she was having her second child, found out that it was a boy, and she was kind of going through all of like the trendy names at the time of like nature. And she was looking for a nature-inspired name. And she found this name, and the name was Aspen. And she was like, yes, perfect. You know, she kind of like pulled the name from a trendy kind of online baby naming thing, whatever it was. I don't actually remember what she was saying and where she got the name. But she had this name Aspen. And then her son came, and it was kind of like they picked it pretty early on in the pregnancy and they didn't think about it again, which is something we'll come back to. Her son came into the world, and she said that she knew very quickly that the name Aspen didn't work for him. It didn't fit his energy, but they kept it. And, you know, they were like, oh, maybe he'll grow into it. Maybe he'll grow into the name. So he got older. He was about a year old, and she was just noticing that he just didn't fit the name. She said he actually really didn't. You know, she kind of was like, Aspen, you know, they loved being outdoors, and this particular child didn't. You know, he didn't love being outdoors. He liked being inside and he liked air conditioning. And this is kind of what she was saying. And they're saying it just didn't fit. So they waited still. Maybe he'll grow into it until eventually at 18 months, they decided to change his name. And as I was watching this video, before she even said the name, she had showed up a picture of her son. And before she even said the name of this child, I was like, oh, I bet you it's like Lucas or some sort of L name. And then she said, yeah, we chose the name Luke because it meant light. And, you know, just looking at this child, like this is a child who really fits the name Lucas. Like it's just a feeling thing for me. It's just, I just know, okay, this is a name that fits that child. And so then it was. And then that's been his name ever since he was 18 months old. I think she said he was like six or seven at that time. And they just said, we're so glad we changed it because the original name that we picked and had on his birth certificate and whatever just wasn't him. It didn't fit him. So then I was like, oh, this is so good. There's so much to that. And then I went to the comments, as one does, because isn't that where the best things are happening? That's where the best conversations are happening. Let's be real, for the most part, you know. And I read the story and I wanted to read it to all of you. I'll obviously keep this person's name anonymous. But this person said, I regret not naming my daughter what I wanted to name her. She said, 20 years ago, we always knew our second child was going to be a girl. And so we had the name Willow before it was popular, picked out. Now for a middle name, we started pairing it with many names. We said Willow Phoenix and loved it. I was so excited. I told my family and they started laughing at me and teasing me because they thought it was because as a young teenager, I was in love with the actor River Phoenix. I tried to convince them otherwise. I talked about the meaning of the name Phoenix, rebirth, rising from the ashes to be renewed, but the teasing went on and on. So we made her middle name something else. I never told my daughter that story, but about 7 years ago, she said, I want to go by Phoenix. I about fainted and I asked why. She said she really likes the meaning behind it. I almost cried and I told her the story that her name was supposed to be Phoenix, but I let my family talk me out of it. So now that is what we call her. Oh my gosh. I just have goosebumps reading that whole story because there's so many different pieces of that I want to break down. First of all, the fact that this mother always knew that their second child was going to be a girl, right? So this is, for me and my spirit baby work, like this is a telltale sign that somebody is having some sort of preconception communication with the energy of a child, whether they realize or not that that is what is happening, okay? So she had this feeling. She said they had the name Willow picked out and they were looking to pair it with a middle name. Well, now what I find actually interesting about this is that it seems like this soul, in as I'm reading the energy around the situation, it seems like this soul was really trying to give her mother, before she was born, she was really trying to give her mother the name Phoenix. But maybe, you know, for whatever reason, her mother was like, oh, you know, we won't have that as a first name. That's more like middle name. It feels safer to have that as a middle name. And so they decided to have the first name as Willow. And what I also find interesting is the energies of those two names, Willow and Phoenix, are very different. Very, very different. Very different energies. And so I think, you know, this soul was very obviously trying to give her mother the name Phoenix and maybe would have been happy with it as a middle name. Maybe she wanted that as her first name. My feeling is that she wanted it as her first name, but her mother maybe felt like she couldn't do that. And then, of course, any like teasing or ridicule from her family would have just exacerbated that decision of like, okay, we definitely can't have, if they can't even take her middle name as Phoenix, how are we going to have our first name as Phoenix? So that just takes me off on a little tangent of like, you know, everybody's got opinions about names, right? Everybody has opinions about names where it's like, I love this name, I hate this name, this name's too common, this name's too basic. Whether that's family, whether that's friends, people get really weird about names in a not very positive way. You know, people tend to be very judgmental about names. And so the advice that I give to my families is like, do not tell anybody your name. And when people are confiding in me in confidence, their baby names. I mean, I am a vault. Like, that goes absolutely nowhere. It's like locked down super tight because I understand the importance of keeping that sacred and not allowing any space for interference, right? I think that in the baby naming conversation, there's a lot of room, there's a lot of like normalization of interference and outside opinion, right? Where it's like you end up brainstorming baby names with your parents or your friends instead of really being in deep communication with the energy of your children and allowing them to impress upon you or give you signs surrounding what they want their name to be. So I'm not a big fan personally of, I think there's a lot of like really cool people doing baby naming services around here. And I think that many of those people can actually like act as channels and as mediums in many ways to get their parent to help families get to the ideal name that a spirit baby wants. I think that's very possible. But I also think there are many people kind of approaching that profession, so to speak, from a just sort of like trendy, you know, kind of lens. I don't necessarily feel that there's soul behind it. I don't really feel like the energy of the child is being consulted in that decision process. So anyway, but I think that that is the most important thing. Like, keep your baby names safe from interference and from outside opinion. Now, I think that also, like, there are many different ways that a spirit baby can choose to deliver a name to a family. Right. Sometimes that is through other people. But the difference is that there will be a feeling, right? There is a difference in feeling between liking a name, being, you know, being interested or curious in a name and having the feeling of like, that's it. That's the one. Right. So if people are bringing names to you, like, what about this? What about that? Or what do you think about this? Right. You may be kind of like, oh, that's a pretty name. You know, I know, like, I love names. And so I'm able to recognize when something is a beautiful name. And I can tell the difference between that and this is actually the name that my child or my children is trying to give me, right? So keep your baby name safe from outside interference. It's very important. So then moving on in this story, you know, she got teased. She allowed her family to talk her out of having Phoenix as the middle name of her daughter, which is unfortunate. However, this story moves on. She didn't say how old her daughter was. I'm assuming she was a preteen or a teenager. And this child came to her mother and said, I want to go by the name Phoenix. And of course, the mother is like, that's what I wanted to be your middle name. Or, you know, if we're going even a layer deeper, that's what you truly as a soul wanted your first name to be, right? And so it came all the way full circle. Because that is now this child's name, right? So in the end, however, 20 years later, 15 years later down the line, the child ends up having the name that she wanted in the first place, right? But that whole time, that, you know, 15 years, let's say, of that child's life, she didn't have the name that she wanted to have, right? She was being called another name, Willow, with a totally different meaning and a totally different energy behind it. And again, if we're thinking about this from a numerological perspective, is having a totally different experience in life because of the name that she is holding. So, you know, I think in the end, this is like a happy ending because the daughter was able to have the soul memory of like, this is the name that I wanted. And her family was obviously able to be like, yeah, that's, well, we'll call you that. You know, that's your name now, right? But not everybody has that experience. Some people find it very challenging to change their name or to have people relate to them in a new way with a new name. I think changing the name to something that feels more resonant is so brave. It really is, in my opinion, the epitome of like allowing yourself to be reborn into a new identity. And in many ways, like, throughout my life, I know for sure I've gone through so many periods of death and rebirth that like, I feel like I could change my name at every other week in a way to kind of like fit my new energy or the new energy that I'm experiencing on a particular day. But I think it's so brave to change the name, especially if that was a name that a child wanted, you know, all along, right? But it's hard because it's, you know, obviously the logistics of it, paperwork and, you know, people relating to you as a specific name for 15, 20, 25 years. And then, you know, then they have to like change their way of relating to you. And I think there may be like some taboo around it of like people who change their name are weird or like, why would you change your name? You know, there's just like a whole kind of strange energy around it. So that's what kind of sparked this interest. And then once I posted about this, I mean, I got so many amazing messages from so many of you sharing your own experiences of how your spirit babies gave you their names or how you had a name and it changed. And so there's a few different, I want to tell a few stories from clients of mine. And then I want to go into a couple of really significant points surrounding the conversation about baby naming. So the first story I want to tell is from a client of mine who I worked with last year when she was pregnant with her daughter. I probably worked with her when she was about 20 weeks pregnant. And I have to come up with substitutes for these names because I'm not going to actually give you the real names that she was considering. So she had this name that she had on her list for a very long time and said, if I ever have a daughter, this is what I will name her. This was before she conceived her daughter. Okay, so there was this name. She had it. She was like, signed, sealed, delivered. This is the name that my daughter will be if I'm able to have a daughter. So she conceived her daughter and kind of continued to hold that belief of like, I have this name. It's always what I loved. This will be her name. Then she said that at a certain point, she had this new name pop onto her radar that, let's say, so the original name, let's say, was Reagan. And she had this new name of this name, Blue. She had this new name, Blue, pop onto her radar. And she said when she first heard the name, the new name that popped on her radar, it was like, wow, there was this sparkle. There was this specialness. There was this energy behind it. But it didn't feel necessarily as like comfortable as the original name that she had picked. She actually, you know, felt that she still liked the original name more than this new name that popped on the radar, right? And so time went on and she was kind of still weighing, we still pretty much decided on the original name, but kind of keeping this new name in the back of her mind. So then she asked, we had our reading. She asked me, she said, I have these two names. This is the one I've had forever. This is the one that is the new name. And I was working with her daughter and basically she said that either works, but she really wanted the new name. That she said, I sent that name to you and that's the one that I want to be called. I would be okay with the other one, but it doesn't fit me as well as this new name does. And they're very different names as well. I should say like very, very different. And so, you know, so I left that with her and she was still undecided up until birth. And so baby girl came and she messaged me and said, I still am undecided. I'm still between these two names. And so she said, can you help me? And so I tuned in and I felt even more so since this child was born that she really needed the name to be the new name, the Blue, the name Blue that came on her radar later in the pregnancy. And she said, one of the things that I thought was so interesting that her soul said was this other name, Reagan. It was cute and it kind of fit her now. Like it fit her, like let's say in the newborn phase or in the first few years of her life. But this other name, Blue, really represented the energy and the name that her soul was here to grow into. And so it was almost like I said to her mom, I told her this, I was like, it may feel more comfortable. The original name feels more comfortable because it kind of matches who she is now. But this other name is really like who she wants to be. And so if you name her this, it will be so supportive for her in her life. And I said that to her and she came back and was like, that's exactly how I've been feeling. I just didn't know how to express that. So thank you. So they ended up naming their daughter this new name that came on the radar later in the pregnancy, Blue. And I just checked in with her the other day, actually, because this name conversation was coming up and she said, it's absolutely perfect. like this name. She's grown into it. She matches it. I couldn't even imagine her being that other name, right? So there's so much to that story, but I think the main point that I want to hit on is that for many of us, we have these lists and these names and these ideas of names before our children are actually conceived, right? And then when a child is conceived and when we actually begin to feel that energy and have a deeper connection and communication with them, the names can change drastically, right? Where it's like, this doesn't fit anymore. I always loved this name, but it doesn't fit this soul, right? I really believe that there is a unique name for each and every single soul. And there's the best fit, you know, like what is the best fit? Of course, like there are names that might be like a 75% match, but we want to try to give our child the name that is like the 100% match of who they are, who they want to be, who they came here to be in this lifetime, the kind of energy that they're looking to embody, and so on. So I thought this was really great. And I really loved this particular client's flexibility and ability to allow herself and her husband to acknowledge that this was a name that they loved and they always thought they would name her their daughter. But then when their daughter came in and said, but I have this new name for you and I really want to be named this one, they were flexible enough and willing enough to allow their own preferences perhaps to be put aside in order to prioritize the preference of this soul, right? Which I think is the hard part for many parents, right? We have our own preferences and opinions and names that we like and that we don't like and our biases. And it can sometimes be hard for us to get neutral around our own children's names. And so I think this story demonstrated this concept really well. Okay, another story that I want to tell you is about another client of mine who I've been working with for a while. And she and I connected very early on for a reading at the beginning of her fourth pregnancy. And her pregnancies were very close together. She essentially conceived her third daughter about 3 months after she had just had her third daughter. So very, very closely spaced pregnancies. And this soul, I remember when I first connected with her a few times throughout the pregnancy. This was a soul that was just very far out. That's the best way I can describe it. Like this was an energy that was technically bonded to this growing body of this baby, but made it very clear from the very beginning that she was very busy in other places, doing lots of different work, which I won't get into details around here and now. But she was kind of distant in a way. And I think that was challenging for this mother in some respects, because she didn't necessarily feel the same connection with this soul as she had with her other children and her other pregnancies. And so as that pregnancy progressed and it was time to think about names, this mother was just totally stumped. Like, I have no idea what to name this child. And you know, as I would tune in, it was clear that there were some like energy preferences of how this soul wanted the energy to feel behind the name, and perhaps the sound or the dominant letter. A dominant letter was A, the letter A. And of course, a dominant letter name doesn't necessarily have to start with the letter A. It can have a strong A sound within the name or what have you. But that was pretty much all I could get. I was like, I feel this kind of like energy around the name and I feel this letter, but I'm not sure what else to tell you. It still feels like maybe, you know, this was a situation where it's kind of like, okay, wait until she's born to feel this more, because she'll hopefully be a bit more grounded into the earth body and you'll be able to kind of feel a little bit more from her than you are right now. And so she was born. And they were still stumped. They had a name or a few names that they liked, but none of them felt quite right. And so they eventually decided on a name that they were kind of just like, okay, we have to name her something. So we'll give her this name. And I remember she messaged me a couple weeks after her daughter was born and was like, this name isn't right. It's not right. I don't know what the name is, but it's not this. And so, you know, she asked me to tune in and I did. And the soul just said, I'm not really like fully even here yet. And so I don't actually really know what I want my name to be still. And keep in mind, this was like a child who was, you know, almost a month old at this point on the outside. So that's kind of unusual. Like, this is a very unusual experience with this soul. I don't see this a lot. Usually they don't stay so distant leading up to birth. And they usually are communicating a preference of a name a little bit sooner than that. But this is every soul is unique, right? This was her unique journey and her unique experience. And so basically what the soul said is just like, give me some time. I just need some time to tell you what I want my name to be. And right, there's so many societal like biases around that, where it's like, we have to give your baby a name, and like, you can't have them be nameless. And a name is so important, which of course it is, but it's also important to have the best match name for a child. So I really respect this client, because she was just like, okay, I surrender. We're not going to call her by this previous name anymore. We'll call her, you know, just this kind of like nickname, and we'll wait for the real name to drop in. I think it was actually like about 4 to 5 months that it took for this soul to communicate to this mother this name, this new name, the name that is her name now, that starts with an A and has actually a very strong A sound. And she, what I love about her, what she did, is that she really just surrendered to this soul and her timing, and just said, okay, like, I thought I would have a name for you by now, but I don't. And that is okay. And that's your preference. And you're waiting in order to be more grounded in your earth body, in order to give me the name that you would like me to call you, and like other people to call you. And so she waited, and now it's like the name really does fit. And what I also love about it is the name that this soul gave her eventually is, she said, like, I had some resistance to it at first because it was too kind of common, or I had heard it a lot, or I'd seen it a lot of places. And it's maybe not the first name that I would choose, but she listened, right? This soul got the name that she wanted because her family was patient and they were willing to be flexible, and they listened when she eventually gave them a name, right? So you can see how everybody's experience with naming is going to be different. I find that like that story is kind of the anomaly, in my opinion. I find, but certainly not like outside, completely outside of the norm. I do find that most children and most spirit babies will communicate or do have a strong preference for a name, or, you know, one or two names that they would like to be called. Some energies are more about the meaning of like how the name feels, and also more about the sounds of the name rather than the name itself. So that's something that I see a lot, where a soul energy will give me a sound, like the A sound is really important, or the M sound is really important, or the B sound, or the name should have a meaning that evokes the feeling of like strength or power, right? And then families can kind of like feel that out. So sometimes I'm working with families and children, and they're giving me a name like, this is the name they want. And, you know, and sometimes souls are like, I like this sound or this meaning, and I'll let you kind of play with that a little bit and see what happens. Most of the time, though, souls are, yeah, they're giving their families their names in a lot of different ways. And I have some stories that I'm going to read you about this. I want to read you this story from a friend of mine that I thought was so, so good, that really just illustrates this concept very well. This person said, my mom was actually going to name me something else, and she changed her mind at the last minute. And I honestly do not like my name at all. And I feel like it affected my confidence as a kid. I remember thinking, why would my mom name me this? It's so random. Then years later, my dad told me what they almost named me, and I had chills, and I loved the name so much, and I had to grieve that it wasn't my name. She said, seems silly, but it's also not. Yeah, it's definitely not silly, right? When a soul communicates, so this experience is very unique, because this soul had obviously communicated, the soul of this client preconception or in utero had obviously communicated the name that she wanted to her mother. And her mother, you know, accepted that name and went with that name. And then for whatever reason, at the last minute, decided to change the name to something else. And then later down the line, when this person heard the original name that she was supposed to have, which is obviously the name that she had communicated to her mother while in utero, she felt a deep resonance with it, right? And that's not a coincidence because that's the name that she picked. So, okay, I want to tell a few more stories and then I'm going to give some points for you. I'm going to give some tips on how you can name your spirit babies, okay? So let me read you a few more stories. You all know I love the stories and I think you all enjoy hearing the stories to contextualize these experiences as well. Okay, so this person said, my mom wanted to name me Hope, but my dad hated that name for some reason, even as a middle name. Well, I go by Hope on many accounts on social media because I much prefer it to my legal or birth name. So this is a great example of like this person taking their name and how they want their name to be into their own hands, right? And I also think this is a good illustration of like when there is a dissonance between the parents, there's a disagreement. This is really hard because obviously both parents, both parties have to agree on the name. And I think that for some, we'll get more into this when I kind of give you my tips, but I think that for some people, they let too much of their own bias get in the way and they're unable to be neutral about a name that a soul might actually really want or need. So for example, a big thing that I hear is like, I love the name XYZ, but my husband hates it because he had an ex-girlfriend in high school who had that as her sister's name. And because of that, he doesn't like it, right? And this is like how the human brain works, where we create these sort of neural pathways and associations with different things. And then we allow those associations to kind of taint the energy of specific things, whether that's a person or a name or a place or whatever it is. Now, I don't know, obviously, this in this particular situation, like this father's name, this father's reason for hating the name Hope. But I do know that that is a big problem and why a lot of spirit babies don't end up with the name that they want, because one or both parties aren't able to put their own ego and their bias aside in order to give a child the name that they want or need. All right, another person said, I'm 22 weeks pregnant with a girl and I've asked her what she wants her name to be and we still aren't coming up with one. I asked her to send me a sign on her walk if she wants to be Carly and I saw four cardinals. So I'm thinking maybe that was it. I need a sign here sign, of course. And I wanted to read this story because I think it's great. This person is demonstrating a really great way of approaching this, which is, of course, asking your child for a sign if the name that you have chosen is the right name for them. I actually agree with that. I agree that this person needs a sign your sign. It's okay to like, I think with a name especially, it's okay to ask for multiple signs and multiple confirmations that like, this is it. You know, like this is really the name that you want, because it is a big decision. You know, it really does matter. So I applaud this person's desire to get a sign to your sign. Okay, so another person says, I'm currently 9 weeks pregnant. And before I conceived, my cousin, who I'm very close to, dreamt that I would have a boy and his name would be Sam. She said the name felt important, but it's not one I would ever think to use. I'd be curious your take on dream messages like this. This is a great question. So this brings into question, what about when other people who we're close to start getting messages for us on what the names of our children could be or should be? And I'm going to start by illustrating this with a story from another one of my clients who I actually told her story in my book. I forget the fake name that I gave her in my book, but anyway, it doesn't matter. She basically had her first child, was told that she would never be able to get pregnant again. We had a mediumship reading together and her grandmother said, you will have another child. It will be a girl. And I'm holding her. I'm kind of keeping her company until it's her time to come here. And so she already had a super strong connection with the energy of her daughter. And once she got pregnant with her daughter, she got this name. It didn't come before she conceived. She only had it after. And once she kind of pretty much decided on this name or was looking for confirmation that this was the name, she said that every single person in her life who knew that she was pregnant, she hadn't told this name to anyone. And she said that like at least 5 to 10 people in her life that knew she was pregnant had a dream with her daughter's name in it. And she's born now. So the name was Delilah. So these people would get this name Delilah in the dream and be like, I had a dream last night that your daughter's name was Delilah, or she was calling herself Delilah, or you called her Delilah, or whatever. And none of these people knew each other. She hadn't shared the name with anyone. And so she took that as like an amazing confirmation of like, okay, this is the name that this child wants to have. So I definitely absolutely think that other people can sometimes channel the names that like family, friends, if they're not, you know, a professional intuitive person, I think they can still channel the names of our children that they want to have in dreams and things like this. And, you know, what I like about with the message that this person sent is like, this isn't a name that I would ever think to use, right? And that's okay. Like, it's okay if you don't, if you get a name message through somebody else in a dream, or you get a message through your own dreams of a name for a child, and you're kind of like, ah, I don't know how I feel about it. My suggestion is to, if you've gotten a name in any form or fashion as a sign, take it seriously, because it's coming from somewhere. And it's okay if you don't feel an immediate resonance with it, or you don't feel connected to it right off the bat, because sometimes it can just take time for us to ask for signs around that name, like feel into the name a little bit more, sit on it, chew on it, play with it, like what would it feel like to say it, like pairing it with the last name, pairing it with a middle name. Give it time. Like, don't brush it off right away if you don't find yourself drawn to it. I definitely feel that that can be a major way that spirit babies give us their names, because sometimes it's like bypassing our own stream of consciousness. Again, like I said, we can kind of be in our own heads around like what we think we want the name to be, or names that we've always loved. And then this is a way that they can kind of get a name to us beyond just our own stream of consciousness. So I definitely think that a baby's name can come through a dream message like that. This person said, I just thought this was really great. And it's kind of what we already talked about. This person said, this is one of the reasons I never shared baby names for my four kids, and I didn't legally file their names until they were 8 weeks old. She said, I don't know why people think they can have an opinion on your child's name. I don't either. And I also think that's great advice. Really good idea. All right. Another story. This person says, yes, I have triplet girls. I had names picked out that I loved prior to their birth, even before I thought about having children. Those names changed once they were inside of me. I knew their names and what felt right. Emma is one that no one liked. It was too common. It's too ordinary. And this person said, our Emma is anything but ordinary. She's the most complex character along with her two sisters. So I love this. Again, this is illustrating the whole point of this person had names picked out for children. Everything changed when they were conceived. She knew their names. She knew what felt right for her babies. And Emma was a name that nobody in her sphere liked because it was quote unquote too common or too ordinary, but it's what was right for that soul. So important. Another person said, yes, I literally did not get pregnant until we put our baby's name on our list as our top pick. It wasn't even my favorite, or my husband suggested it. As soon as I got pregnant, I knew it was a boy and that would be his name. I love that. And that brings me to my points that I wanted to touch on. So, number one, important thing to know about baby naming. Like I said earlier, but just to kind of capitalize and highlight this point, spirit babies will communicate the name that they want to you if they have a strong preference. Your only job is to be open and willing and flexible and neutral and put any of your preconceived biases or notions of what the name would be aside. What I will also say to piggyback on that is that for some children, that communication process begins and they start, you know, they can start doing it preconception. I think that's very possible. Preconception and name can be communicated. That was communicated in that last mother's story, right? She said she didn't get pregnant until she like wrote down the name that she was getting, right? I think the name kind of energy picks up, especially after we've conceived, and that can happen at a different point for different people. So if you're 20 weeks and you're freaking out, like, oh my gosh, I don't have name yet. I haven't gotten a name communicated to me. I don't know what to do. Every soul has their own timing. And so I think to a certain degree, like, it's okay if you don't have anything yet, be patient. If you're early in pregnancy, it's okay if you don't have anything yet. And to ask, right? To invite that communication. I have so many resources of different ways you can communicate with your spirit babies to ask questions, to receive answers. You can read my book. I've got guided meditations. I'm going to be coming out with more guided meditations that you can purchase in the next couple of weeks. So you can use one of those. I may actually even like, that would actually be cool. I may actually record a guided meditation for tuning in to the soul of your child to get their name. That would actually be cool. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to do that. So, but the important thing to know, what I really want to highlight, is they will communicate the name they want if they have a strong preference, and your job is to be open. Okay. The next thing that I want to say that kind of we've already talked about, but I just want to highlight it again. Be willing to let what's on your name lists go when you actually conceive, because everything might change then. What you thought you would name your children, the name you always wanted them to be, the name you always liked or loved, it may completely change once you conceive and you start feeling their energy more and they start communicating with you. Okay. The next thing I want to say is that many fathers are actually, or many men end up actually channeling the names of children. So I see this a lot where I'll be talking to a family, and this happened actually just a couple times in 2024, and happened a really beautiful one just before Christmas with a client I was reading for, where, you know, she asked about names as people usually do. And so I said, let me ask, like, if they have any names. And this name came through really strong right away, very specific spelling, not a common name. And so I said it. I said, this is the name that the soul is telling me. And I wrote it in the chat so that she could see the spelling. She said, that's so crazy. She said, that is, my husband got that name in a dream and he loves this name and he's convinced that, like, this is the name that our child needs to be. And I said, yeah, you know, that soul then basically went on to validate that, yes, she had sent that name to this person's partner, to her father, to her dad. So I think that that's something that we can also stay open to as well. Because again, like I said, I think many women, we like, you know, we love this. Like, this is what we live for, the naming and the choosing and the nameless and this sort of thing. And I think it feels sometimes kind of like, oh my gosh, my husband doesn't get to name my baby, you know, or our baby, like, this is whatever, right? And again, that's where our kind of attachment or our ego may be a little bit too tied up in that, right? So just staying open to the possibility that actually your spirit baby might be communicating their name to your partner, to your husband, right? Whereas, you know, you think it would be maybe you, or you would be getting that name. And if you're not getting anything, they may actually be getting the name. Okay. So that's something that to keep in mind in your process. All right. The other thing that I want to say is that siblings will often, like children, will often have great ideas for their siblings' names. I know so many clients of mine who say, like, my child named my other child, my baby, and their brother or their sister, and it's literally the most perfect fit for this soul, right? And we have to remember that children are so tuned in. They're so tuned into their siblings. They're so tuned into their soul memories. They're so tuned into everything. And so it doesn't surprise me that so many people have that experience where it's like, yeah, my child named our baby and it's absolutely perfect. That doesn't surprise me at all. So, and I see that a lot. So that's also something to stay open to. Like, if your child starts saying, mommy, you know, my baby brother wants to be called XYZ, or my baby brother, whatever, just saying the name, pay attention to that. You know, pay attention to that. That's important. And then you can then take that and run with it and maybe kind of ask for signs around that name just to confirm. But it is definitely not something to brush aside. All right. Last couple things. You may not love the name. You might be like, huh, that's not something I would have ever chosen for my child or for myself. I have another client story. A few years ago, I was doing a reading. This was still in the preconception phase for this client, but she was actively trying to conceive. And, you know, we were doing a reading and she asked for the name. And the soul said, my name is Lucy. And I remember, I told her this, that she said, my name is Lucy. And the mother, I think she initially liked it. I think she was like, oh, I didn't have that on my radar at all, but I like it. I like that name. It's beautiful. And so, you know, a year goes by, year and a half, actually, I think it was closer to, and this mother conceived, and soon into the pregnancy found out it was a girl. And she said, the second that I heard you say that name, I knew it was right. Like, I knew that was her name. it felt like resonance for me. Again, even though it wasn't on my list, I knew it was her name. And so she named her daughter Lucy. And I certainly don't take credit for that. That's not coming from me, right? Like that's coming from the soul. And they're just using me as a conduit and as a messenger for the name that they want. So let's make that very clear. I'm not necessarily here to name your baby. I'm just here to perhaps channel the information that might be useful for you to use and support you in the naming of your child. Okay. And then the last thing I want to say, another point that I want to touch on, and again, this will probably be like, if you all love this episode and you want me to talk about more things, or if this sparks another conversation or question, we'll do a part two. And we're definitely going to do a part two kind of from a numerology perspective. But the last thing I want to touch on is naming your child after a loved one. So this is another question that comes up in the conversation around baby naming. And I'm actually somebody who's named after two of my ancestors. My legal first name is actually not Emily. My legal first name, I'm named after my maternal great-grandmother. And my middle name, I'm named after my paternal grandmother. And both of these names I absolutely love. I think the way that my parents weaved my name is so beautiful. And I don't want to say I never used to like it, but it used to be confusing because I had this legal name. And then I had my technically middle name, Emily, that I had always went by. It was just kind of interesting. But I know my parents like listened to my soul when I said I wanted my name to be what it is. So, and then I had my numerology done of my name and I was like, oh my gosh, I really did choose my name because it's really perfect for me and my soul mission. Anyway, I digress. So, you know, a lot of people ask like, what about naming our child after a loved one or having them like share, having a loved one's name as their middle name, or even having like a past loved one's maiden name as my child's first name, right? And what I will say is that it all depends on the energy that we're coming at this with. I think that, you know, I know many people, many friends of mine who they carry their ancestor's name because it just was tradition, right? It's like every daughter will have the same name and it starts with a K and that's just how it will be. And in my perspective, I don't necessarily think that spirit babies are always choosing that. I think that that is more coming from the motivation of tradition and expectation rather than actual desire. I don't think that's the case in every situation when we're being named after a loved one. I think that oftentimes we can kind of carry, if a soul wants it, they might actually want to carry the energy around an ancestor's name within their own name to sort of carry that forward and to carry on that legacy and to create their own experiences with that specific name or the energy behind that specific name. So I think that that can be the case. I think it just depends on the feeling, right? Like you have to tune into yourself and go, am I doing this because my parent expected me to, or because I feel bad, or because I feel like I should, or am I carrying on this name because it feels right and it feels so good and it feels like this soul really matches this frequency of this name as well. It's not uncommon, right, for loved ones to have connections with our spirit babies before they come here. In fact, it's almost always the case. There's always some sort of transmission of energy from an ancestor in spirit to an incoming soul, right? They're often spent giving teachings and lessons and wisdom and transmission to this new member of their lineage, this new member of their ancestry. So happens all the time. Again, I think it's just the energy behind the motivation for choosing to have this name a part of your child's name. Okay. So that's what I would keep in mind. And as always, you can ask for signs and all the different things that we've talked about here already. So that's where I will leave it today, everybody. I had so much fun beginning this conversation with you. Would love to hear what you thought about this episode. Share with a friend if you know a friend who's pregnant or in the preconception phase, or if you have talked about names with your with different friends or family members. Would love to hear from you what you thought, and also would love for you to share with them so that they can have access to this information as well. And if you have questions about this podcast, if this sparked something for you, if you had an epiphany as you were listening, I would love to hear. Please send me an email or send me a DM. And let's continue this conversation. Please don't forget to subscribe, leave me a rating or review. I would love to have some new reviews. All of my reviews are from the old iterations of the podcast, 2019, 2021, etc. So if you leave me a review in 2024 or whenever it is that you're listening to this and you send me a screenshot of your review, I will send you an exclusive Spirit Baby meditation. Or if you're not interested in Spirit Babies, I will send you another meditation. Okay, so send me your review screenshots. Thanks for listening, everybody. And I will see you again next week.